Last time on Lawful Stupid.
We then watch our heroes mount atop Gorged Gorp as they streak through the air. You guys land at the foot of a mountain. You sense that inside, the Grand Magus waits, almost as if he intends for you to challenge him.
G'day, mate. What could we do to come to an agreement so that no lives have to be lost here today?
I don't want to kill any of you, truthfully. I just need all the power you've brought to me. My door, it's forever scarred. I must undo that for my wife and my child. They mean more to me than any of you could ever.
The Grand Magus raises his hand, and next to him, four figures form. One figure is blue and almost translucent. It appears to be Avia. A light blue figure kind of forms. It looks like Breeze, but it's this almost electrified astral projection of him. A dark form appears, and we see what appears to be Paul Barrow. And last, a white humanoid figure appears. Our audience would know it to be a reflection or a projection of Mrs. B. The Grand Magus looks forward and says,
"By force it is, then.
Roll for initiative."
Yeah, we're going to pick right back up in the fight. Again, the last section of the last fight was that the Grand Magus took another shot with the Arcane Needle at Drake. And Drake and Gorp were able to do the sickest of barrel rolls to dodge it. But that's going to bring us back around to Drake.
I'm going to use my free action call out. "You might have been a lot of places and learned a lot of things, but I'm going to learn you one more thing, brother. Never fuck with the Derringer." And then I'm going to bonus action entangling shot, and then I'm going to pop two sharpshooter shots at the Grand Magus.
All right.
I don't know why I went full Hogan. I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's okay. We're good.
It's a 30 to hit. Oh, I shouldn't roll that yet, but it's a 30 to hit.
A 30 to hit?
Yeah.
Seems pretty high. All right.
I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Do tell me.
That's high.
My proficiency is...
It lands. Chill. Just crazy.
Now I got to check. Now I'm like, wait a second, because that is pretty high. So I rolled... What did I roll? I rolled a 14, and then I added my dexterity, which is 5. Mm-hmm. And then I add my proficiency, which is 5. And then I have the archery fighting style.
So that's 12. So that's 26.
And then...
I added 4 to get to 30.
I clicked the button, dog. I don't know. Oh, I'm looking at it.
I don't really care. Where's it? It hits on a 26 or whatever. It's just... I was like, oh, that seems high. Especially if you rolled a 14.
Now I want to know why my modifier is that. Because, like, I'm looking at my short sword modifier, right? And it's plus 10 to hit. Which is makes sense because it's 5 plus 5. Yeah, I got it right the first time. It's 5 from proficiency, 5 from dexterity, 2 from the archery fighting style. So plus 12.
And you rolled a 14.
That was my second roll. The first roll,
oh,
I rolled...
I'm sorry.
I rolled an 18 plus 12.
Ah, that makes more sense. I heard you say 14. I was like,
Yeah.
So here's what I did. I rolled both my attacks because I was trying to be a good speedy boy and
roll
both my
that.
Attacks, not realizing that my first attack would have prompted ensnaring strike, which means that if it hits and he becomes restrained, I will have advantage on my second shot, which means I might crit.
Okay. Well, you both hit.
So he makes a strength saving throw.
Okay.
Or becomes restrained because I bonus action ensnaring shot.
Yes.
Check.
Oh yeah. Do do do. Oh yeah. I mean, he rolled a natural 20 for a 21.
Got it.
So he's not restrained.
And then that does 31 piercing damage plus the d6 from the spell, which is a 2, plus Warp uses his reaction to add another d6 of acid damage, which is a 6. And then my second shot is going to be a 26 to hit, which hits. I'm sorry, did you need a total off that?
Nope. No, I'm good.
Okay. So my second shot is 26, which you said hits. And then that'll be 27
points of piercing damage. Hold on. You keep calculating, but I'm going to go ahead and say for his reaction, he's going to use an ability called Ethereal Jaunt, where he becomes ethereal until the start of his next turn, which essentially just is going to basically give him resistance to all damage until the start of his next turn.
When did he use that?
After he got hit.
The first time?
The first time, yeah.
So can I choose a different target because I saw him do that?
Yes. Yes, you may. Absolutely. I will allow that. I just realized he needs
to
start protecting himself.
Repaired game state, everything's cool and fair. You're juggling a lot of stuff. I just want to, like, if I see him do that, I maybe
you would absolutely see him. Absolutely. 100%.
Oh, yep. And I need to roll a d6 to see if the breath weapon recharges.
You should do that. Yes. That would be at the start of Gorp's turn, however that falls in your mental brain. Just so you know.
Yeah. I'm just going to do it now so I don't forget. It recharges on a 1. Hooray.
Great.
Who else? So,
Breeze is flying.
Give us, because this is a new episode, you want to give us a recap of what the battlefield looks like?
So they're all, yep, sure, happy to do that. The Avia is 10 feet to the left of, of the Grand Magus. Breeze is to the right, up in the air 20 feet. And then 60 feet away from the Grand Magus is Paul Barrow and Mrs. B.
Mm-mm. Darling's whispers made him go away. He ran away.
The Grand Magus is at the wall. My bad. Good catch. Mm. So where the Grand Magus was, at 30 feet out from the wall, those two characters still exist. The Grand Magus is further back. And then the other two characters are still next to Osiris.
Yes.
Good looking out, darling.
You're welcome.
Or Abon in this case, but...
Bingo.
So the only thing I'm going to do is I'm going to change that shot over to Paul Barrow.
Okay. I second shot. And it's like a 26, so it hits.
It was 26. Yeah. And then I think the damage was 27.
Okay. He's starting to look pretty, starting to shake and shimmer.
And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to fly around so that I have the angle where I can get, I should be able to get Breeze because he's up in the air. I can get Breeze and then down, I'll say,
What's your breath weapon? Is it a cone or line?
Yeah, it's a cone.
And what's the size of the cone? because I'm pretty sure they're all kind of spread out. I think you could probably get Avia.
It's because I'm going to put Breeze directly in front of my mouth. So he's going to be at the very, very tip of the cone. And the cone's going to be... And because I'm flying, I can get whatever angle I want. And I should be able to get at least one more person.
Well, you could definitely get Avia without a thought. Just the Grand Magus that might be the harder one to tag.
Yeah, I think I could probably get the edge of Paul Barrow, maybe. But Avia should be a no problem.
Well, but if you hit Paul Barrow, you're going to hit
Well,
Osiris.
I'm saying I should be able to put it the edge of the cone so that it just overlaps...
No, because they're 60 feet away from that point. Yeah, because where Breeze is, he is right here. Paul Barrow, Osiris, and Mrs. B are 60 feet to the south.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, but okay, I didn't know they made it that far back.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
it's south. It's a 30-foot breath weapon, so...
Yeah, so you can get Avia and Breeze, no problem.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
And they both make deck saves.
Oh, yeah. Breeze is going to die, 100%.
What I was going to do is I was going to use Gwarp's turn to just, like, frog snap him out of the air and just be like, he's low health. I can just eat him, right?
I kind of like the idea of him snapping him up as a part of the breath weapon attack, just kind of eating him and then blasting that breath weapon attack on to Avia.
Chef's kiss. I love it. Because that way afterwards I can go, feel the breeze.
All right. So let's close his sheet. We don't need that one anymore.
And then the D6s you don't care about damage type because they don't have resistance over.
Correct. None of them, unfortunately. She rolled, 18 for the next save?
Succeeds.
Oh, good. All right, so roll that damage. Tell me how much it is, boy.
It is 52 points of damage.
Woo!
Yeah, good save. good save.
Oof. Yeah, all right. That hurt. You see her, like, cowering in the fucking breath weapon, but was able to dodge a good bit of it.
Wow.
Holy so 13 howdy. D6 okay. feels like...
yeah.
That's
funny. Don't fuck with the... And then I say, feel the breeze. And then I pass her.
Another circle around.
Yeah, I do a full circle around, and then a mage hand appears from outside of one of the doors, and it looks like whatever Roan's color mage hand was, and high fives me.
All right, and that brings, so let's pull him off the board. That brings us to the Grand Magus. Yep, the Grand Magus. Oh shit, I just pulled the wrong one off the board. Oh, for the initiative. Whoops. Alright. So now it's the Grand Magus's turn. He's gonna try to recharge. Let me try to do that real quick. Nope. That sucks. Hawky Doki, Archoki, I think we're gonna fucking open up the floodgates.
Because
you guys are doing a shit ton of damage.
So, is the spectral figure like one of the gems? Does Gwarp get to absorb the power?
That's true. What happened? What do the wings look like? Two shotguns, like as wings that are like.
Nice. I like your thought process. So the Grand Magus is like backed up against the wall. Pretty weathered. And he raises up his right hand, and you watch as, like, this flame begins to just spiral up it. And he generates at the top of the cavern 4 blazing orbs. And he's going to send... cavern's not that big. One above Gorp's head. Actually, 2 above Gorp's head.
and smashing into the ceiling, exploding, causing a 40-foot radius sphere of damage. And then gonna send two at Mrs. B and the Pegasus. And you guys
Mrs. B and the Pegasus.
Darling, the Pegasus.
Mrs. B.
She's here, bro. She's in the room.
You guys need to make dexterity saving throws.
Okay.
Oh, wait, hold on. A creature. Oh, I fucked that up. Hold on. Let me rephrase.
Send two at me.
One's going to go on top of Osiris.
It's a 40 footer.
Yeah, but he's going to target in a way that it only hits Osiris instead of his people.
Is it a sphere? Because they're like within 5 feet. How is he able to manage that without hitting them?
Because they're two. There's you. And there's two. So he just has to land it.
But you said they're on either side of me, though, front and back.
No, they're not. They both got on the back. You? Remember? No, I said they get on the back, cutting off your retreat. I didn't do a pincer move. On purpose. Go okay. Listen to the recording.
I don't have to listen to anything.
Apparently you do. Anyways, all three of you make a dexterity saving throw.
Dexterity. Ooh, I get avantage on those. Let me see.
Okay, 21 for Darling.
Succeeds.
23 for Drake.
Succeeds.
7 for Pegasus.
I got a 19.
Pegasus fails. 19 fails. 15 fails.
Hold on 1 second, because there is something I have, and I haven't been able to use it this whole time.
Okay.
Uncanny dodge?
Well, yeah, that too, but... Okay, I was thinking reliable talent, which is fine there, but then there is... Okay, when you... Okay, so I can... you can use half damage. Either way, if I fail because of the dex, then I can take half damage. Okay, that's what it was. But I'm going to use lucky, and I'm going to go ahead and re-roll a dice.
That way you can try to succeed and not take any damage? Is that where we're at?
Yes.
That's real smart.
You know what? Lucky times two. Let's do it again.
I don't blame you. If there was a time to do it.
There we go. 29 should clear it.
Yeah, it does. So you take no damage. For those who are taking full damage, you will take 73 fire damage. And then 81 bludgeoning damage.
Say that again, Dwayne, slower.
73 fire damage. 81 bludgeoning damage. That's his big move. That's his ninth level spell.
So it's 77 on a half.
Yep.
Yep. I gave it to you as different elements in case.
Wow.
For the record, Gwarp also takes half damage because of the mounted combatant feat, which allows him to take half even if he fails to save and take none if he succeeds.
Perfect.
Just for your situational awareness.
I do appreciate that.
Oh, Darlene's about to be down. Horse is already gone.
Yeah, poor horse is just obliterated from space.
I'm trying to see if I could find something in my
Something
stuff.
To save her? No, I don't think you got anything left. Okay, that brings us to Osiris' turn.
You should have counterspelled.
Ah, fuck, you were right.
I forget that's a thing I could do. Use your time turn, Rebecca.
It's Osiris.
Dwayne, as just a helpful, not that this is a criticism, but just to keep everybody honest, because there's a lot of spell-like abilities being thrown out as well, if you could call out that like he's casting a spell, that might be helpful.
Casting Meteor, that's fair. Or Meteor Swarm. Fair enough.
Fair enough. Okay, step one. I have these two individuals. I guess I'm facing, like, where the action is. Behind me are these two, correct?
Yeah, they're behind you. Yeah, okay. Mrs. B and Paul Barrow.
I am going to pull out my bag, my gray bag of creatures, and I reach inside and I throw one.
And check off a bingo card?
Yeah, see if there's... Devin reaches, or Cyrus reaches into a gray bag.
He summons a creature.
This is how he built his character. It's not fucked up for him to do this.
I know. It's funny, though.
It is. You are a bingo-checking motherfucker tonight. Yeah.
And I throw out this furball that turns into a dire wolf that is standing up next to... we'll call it... No, you said he was shimmering, so I'll let it be...
Paul Barrow be next to him. Shimmering.
Okay. Yeah. And then the next thing I'll do is, as he's presumably, just for flair, looking at that thing, I just kind of tip up my short bow. And now that I have advantage on old boy, I'm going to take a shot just right to his face or just whatever's closest to me. Probably his chest.
You're not, though, because you're next to him. So it's going to be a flat roll because you get disadvantage for making range attacks while somebody's within 5 feet of your threatened opportunity. You can hit him with a melee weapon. Then you get advantage. Or you could do a bonus action.
Ooh, I'll take a... No, here's what I'll do.
Oh, you
I'll
can take use a melee, bonus action.
Take a step back.
He can make a melee attack. He won't have advantage. He will be able to proc sneak attack.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, so you're saying do a melee attack instead.
If you do a melee attack, it will not have advantage, but you will proc sneak attack.
No, it'll have advantage because the wolf...
Why would it have advantage?
The pack tactic... No, it doesn't give it to you, does it?
Yeah. Pack tactics affects the wolf. The not wolf. The not, guy.
Yeah, you're right.
I fucked up. Wolf has advantage, yep.
I didn't mean to be so hostile about it. It's just...
No, you're good, bud. You're good.
I love you.
Yeah, I don't care about the advantage, but I will take the swipe at him with that. Yeah. And that's what I'll do. I'll attack with the rapier. All right. Hold on, actions. Let's see what we do for a hit here. That is a 29.
That hits.
So I'll do the original damage is 10 damage plus... it's going to be 8d6. Let me run over there real quick.
8d6?
Yep, for my level.
High level rogue, baby.
Yeah, yeah. No, I was doing the math. I was seeing if it was an auto kill.
That's 27.
Are you serious?
Plus the 10, so 37 total damage. 27 from the sneak attack.
37. Okay, I was going to say you fucking... Anyways, yeah, you murder him.
So he's dead, is that what you're saying to me?
Yeah, when you attack him, he dissipates entirely.
Okay, so my direwolf is like gets the turn of my turn, unless you have some action you're gonna run like.
Yes. It doesn't matter. I actually do the direwolf. Oh, wait.
Okay, and then okay, yeah, so then Direwolf's just going to attempt to attack. He gets a plus 5 to it. I'm just going to roll a flat for him.
Advantage his pack tactics.
True that. Ah, it's a 9. Never mind. So as he rolls up, he just goes up. Yeah, he misses.
Yeah, misses B as he easily able to push that little puppy away. Ow. At the end of the direwolf's turn, Grand Magus, frustrated, annoyed, is going to look to Darling, who's on the ground, and he's going to use one of his legendary actions, and I need you to make a dexterity saving throw for his spell-like ability. It's called Arcane Burst. So make a dexterity saving throw, please.
Darling?
There's nobody around you. Yes, Darling.
She's dead on the ground.
Oh, I thought you said you were low. I didn't realize you were down.
No, she was down.
Oh, well,
I said, I was like, I need two more points somewhere, and I don't have it.
In that
she's
case,
down.
You're dead.
No. The Grand Magus is not shooting a dead body. He's not... Or not
that's
a dead body, but a lack of a threat, ultimately. Never mind. So Gwarp and Drake, roll a dexterity saving throw.
You got it, boss.
Thank you, Avon.
Drake got a natural 20 for 25.
All right.
dwarf got a 15.
Yeah, Gorp's not going to succeed, but he's going to take half damage thanks to the mountain combatant. And then that damage set is not that high. You're going to take... didn't roll terribly. 16 force damage.
Reduced to 8.
Yep.
I'm just saying it out loud.
Yeah, as this explosion of arcane energy just, like, basically lands as you guys are... It's almost like a flat cannon. Because yeah, you guys are circling. Yeah,
that's exactly what I was imagining. Yep. It was an arcane flat cannon.
Yep, exactly. That brings us around to... that was the end of Osiris's turn. So now Paul Barrow's dead. All right, we're on Avia. Where would you say Drake and... No, I know where they were because you were just above to the.
I should be 20 feet back, 40 feet up.
Yep. All right. So she's going to look up at you and going to cast Cone of Cold on you guys.
I know that one. Who'd you learn that one from? Your boyfriend?
Yup.
Kristoff's over here fucking teaching magic school to the Grand Magus and all his fucking friends.
Gather around, folks.
All right, I'm going to roll damage. You make that constitution saving throw.
You got it, boss.
It's also just like one of the more solid fifth level spells damage-wise.
It's a good one. Yeah, he's just not like he fucking invented it. We both are probably going to fail. We both failed.
All right. 36 cold damage. Oh, damn it. Mrs. B could have saved Paul Bear. Shit.
Well, sometimes you forget you have counterspell.
You're not the only one.
Sometimes. That's a great little one-liner.
All right. How you doing over there, Drake? And you guys...
Can you remind me how much damage I just took?
36 cold damage.
36.
I was just making sure nobody went down before I continued on.
No, we are golden over here.
Cool, cool, cool.
Ow!
Next is up Mrs. B. Mrs. B looks to Osiris, frustrated with Paul Barrows being dispatched. And so...
They didn't really know each other.
It doesn't matter. It's her baby. Mrs. B protects people. And it's going to just wail on you with 3 attacks. Let's see what connects. 18 and 21.
I would like to... is it how many attacks did you say? 2?
It's 3. The first one missed for sure.
Great. Well, on the... I'm going to roll lucky real quick. I can roll it on one of your attack rolls.
Okay. Yeah, you can pick the second one then.
Wait, do you force him to re-roll? He makes his attack with disadvantage?
Or it says, when an attack roll is made against you, I can spend 1 to roll an additional d20 and then I choose which die. So, I mean, if it's above the number I'm looking for, it's going to suck anyways.
Yeah. All right. So you roll it and tell me what it is.
It's a 2, and I will replace the 21 with a 2.
Okay. Didn't really matter either way.
Yeah, so I'll take the...
Yeah, you're still going to take the other one, so...
And I will use a reaction for this one as well, so... The uncanny dodge.
Yeah. You're going to take 9 force damage, and then I need you to make a strength saving throw.
Damn boy. Strength saving throw, eh? That's a 16.
Let's see. That's probably going to work. Let me check. Yeah, 16 on the nose. Nailed it. You're good. Nothing extra bad happens to you. Top of the lineup, Miss Darling.
Miss Darling.
Didn't leave me alone.
Oh, Miss Darling.
Oh, Miss Darling. I caught it.
So here's a thought. I have a Daddy Derringer point.
Okay.
Once upon a time ago, Daddy Derringer was telling me about how getting a tattoo was not cool, especially when I was really young. So out of rebellion, I went and got something useful called a magic tattoo. I get like a nice tramp stamp with like angel wings and stuff on the back, you know? Mm. So I have a scroll of revivify that can activate if I go down. You just showed it off to Dad at one point. It's like, fuck it, I got a tattoo. What are you gonna do? It's magically useful.
Yeah, I fucking love it. I will say it takes a reaction.
I can't wait till I go down. And I can be like, it's a memory of when me and Darling rebelliously went and got matching tattoos.
Well, I was telling Shane, I was like, I'm going to use this idea. And then he suggested something. And I was like, I like that better than what I had. Let's go with that.
I was making a joke. I didn't think he was going to do it.
I thought it was funnier. I could have gone for something sweeter, but I was just like, you know what?
Yeah. You are back to health on the ground with one HP. And I'm going to say it costs your reaction to use it.
Excellent. I like to stay as still as possible. While I do this.
Murmuring spells into the dirt face down.
Basically, yeah.
Makes a minor illusion of her running away.
Hey, as long as I can make you laugh.
I'm still alive, but I'm barely breathing.
We're having a good time.
With my hand that's like further away from the Grand Magus and most of the other ongoings of the battlefield, like draw in the dirt various like symbols and whisper and mutter some spells. And I would like to regain 80 hit points with the heal spell at 7th level. Please and thank you.
Yeah. I'm so stoked that happened.
You did. You do that.
Thank you. I'm going to stay on the ground for now because they all think I'm dead.
Is that a magical secret that you took?
Yes, that is a magical secret I took.
What a gangster.
I'm proud. I'm proud, Uncle.
I'm sitting here just like, wow, we really fucking... Dwayne said, don't take this fight easy, and we all fucking said, we all showed up.
We did. Next is Drake.
Never yet.
Sorry. I apologize. At the end of her turn, the Grand Magus is going to take a pot shot at Drake with the Arcane Needle. And that is going to be the 20.
That hits.
Yeah. It doesn't hit for a lot, though. It really shines when it double taps. 14 force damage.
That was Darling's turn.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to use a reaction to move the damage dwarf.
Okay. Fair enough. Okay. We got one more potentially strong move. I almost want to do Copper Coffin on you just for the sake of it, you know?
Just
are you talking to me?
Yeah, you.
Really round it out.
Do I go after Darling initiative?
Yeah, you do. For sure. I was just thinking ahead, you know? Just like, it's not the most tactical thing to do, but it'd be fucking funny.
I would be charmed, I'm sure.
Every RPG player knows that the scariest final boss isn't Tiamat, Vecna, or Orcus. Why? It's none other than scheduling a game! That foul beast! It's no one's fault they can't make it, Tim. So how do we get a game together that is exciting, fresh, and worth exploring? The answer is plainly, Roleplay Revolution. Roleplay Revolution allows you to generate ready-to-run adventures in minutes. It comes complete with NPCs, monsters, maps, and more. What a hoot! Your adventures can be highly complex for even the most intelligent, or as simple as you require. Isn't that right, Timmy? Roleplay Revolution has powerful tools that let you tweak your adventure after initial creation, so don't worry about all those last-minute great ideas that you come up with. You start by just throwing out some of your favorite themes, movies, games, etc., just to get the juices flowing a bit. Want to mix high fantasy with your favorite RPG title? Go crazy! A mustachioed plumbing brothers and steampunk? You got it. Your imagination is the limitation. Roleplay Revolution allows you to create the game you'd love to run, but just don't have the time to write. To spice it up even more, let's assume that Tim and your other quote-unquote friends are indisposed for a long period of time. Never fear! Roleplay Revolution has an AI-powered DM named Oracle. That's nice. That will never leave and keep its time commitments. Oracle will run the adventures you generate for you. You can run the adventures solo with Oracle or have a GM for you and your friends. It's free to try, but we, Lawful Stupid, hope you'll hear this and go for the annual subscription. If you purchase the annual subscription and use the code LAWFULSTUPID at checkout, you'll get a whopping 20% off the total price. Head on over to roleplayrev.com and let the games begin.
Your turn, yes.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and roll a d6 to see if our breath weapon recharges.
Yeah, I would do that.
It recharges on a 2.
Good job.
Hooray! Hooray for us.
Yeah.
Hooray for us! You know what? If it's not broke, don't fix it. I'm going to bonus action and snaring shot.
All right.
And I'm going to pop off a shot at the Grand Magus.
All right, let's see how he does. He's going to burn his final legendary resistance. Nope, his second legendary resistance.
I haven't hit yet, but I appreciate that you believe in me.
Well, yeah, go ahead. I'm sure you will with your plus like 94 to hit. So
it's plus 12. I got a 24 to hit.
Yeah, so it hits. So he failed his strength saving throw, and he's going to burn a legendary
shield.
Yeah, but he's got other reactions, homie.
You're right. You are right. 26 points of piercing damage.
Okay.
Plus an extra 1d6 from the spell. I'm fucked up. Heal the Grand Magus for 12.
Okay. What have you been doing wrong?
Yeah. This spell, if once they're restrained, it does 1d6 every turn.
Gotcha.
So I did.
I'll give him 12 back.
At most,
he's still
12
looking
extra
real
damage.
Bad.
Yeah, I think I did roll 2 sixes though. So, and then I'm gonna, I will add 1d6 of acid damage using Warp's reaction. So
okay.
Still take 4 points of acid damage.
Yeah. Again, he's starting to look tired.
And he didn't do any chicanery to gain damage resistance this time?
Mm-mm.
I'm going to pop the second shot at him as well.
Go for it.
30 to hit.
Yeah, my hits.
And 31 damage piercing.
He's starting to look real bad.
And because I can see the weakness in his heart, we're going to go ahead and give him
the rip and roar.
Mm-hmm.
So he makes a deck save.
All right. I already kind of see where this is going to go. Let's see. He rolled a... 12 is going to fail, so he's going to burn his final legendary resistance to half that. He's also, before he takes the damage, going to use his reaction... And he, like, closes his palm, and we see Mrs. B's form just shatter, taking her off the board. But you see he recovers a portion of HP, essentially.
Mm, that's cool. For me, must.
How much does he take?
It's 54 points of mixed damage.
All right. It's pretty good, pretty good. He's looking not great. Like real bad.
And then I am done.
Well. Time to bring out the last thing that I think would be useful. Let's see. To Gwarp and Drake. The Grand Magus is going to raise up his hand. And he's going to cast Decimate. The spell Decimate. And it is going to be a sphere of damage.
Counter spell? Like, my reaction was used.
Yeah, her reaction was used, homie.
Oh, no. It would have been the coolest.
Damn it.
Yep.
Dwayne knew.
If I could, like, bargain for my bonus action to be the thing, but, like, he said it was a reaction.
Hey, remember that time?
Yep.
No, it's for sure a reaction. I know what you.
He took it.
That was the cost. That was the cost to revivify.
Hey, I want to burn my.
Like, if you're gonna trigger it when you go down, it only makes sense that it's a reaction.
I want to burn the memory of where like me and Daddy Derringer were fighting.
Nope, it's not your turn.
Well, that's kind of, is. You can't take a reaction if you're unconscious.
So she's dead.
Anyways. Yeah, so she's dead.
So the tattoo would have to magically activate on its own.
We're not arguing that, Shane. I'm not doing it.
It's neither here nor there.
All right.
That's fair. No, I don't need to argue it. You just said obviously, and I was like, it's not obvious.
Well, fine. Obvious to me, not obvious to you. You can have your 3.5.
Fair, valid ruling that
all right,
I respect.
So I need from Gwarp and Drake a dexterity saving throw. So then we're going to do...
If you want to use something, this is where I use the daddy point.
Remember that time Daddy Derringer taught you how to get out of the way of a decimate spell? How to avoid it.
Yeah, I rolled a 15. Gwarp rolled a 22. However, I would like to use my Daddy Derringer flashback.
Okay.
For what? Dwayne had an eye roll, everyone.
When I... You gave us this resource and reminded us to use it. I'm going to do a good one.
I disagree. Darlene was fucking...
I texted her that as a joke.
And it was beautiful, but you don't get to take credit for it. Just like... Do you remember that time I came up with that really cool idea... Where we were all for their final girl. You remember that? When I came up with that really cool idea?
So this is a young Drake. He's fascinated with dragons. He's also fascinated with flight. Daddy Derringer arranges for him to get like this little glider made. So that he's actually like practicing doing the flying. And he's like imagining him riding on a dragon. It's just hours and hours and hours of this in his youth. And I'm going to say that... I'm going to use... I think that that's fair and valid for me to have more impressive aerial evasive maneuvers, and I would like to take advantage on this saving throw. I would just like to try to roll again.
I'll take it. Totally take it.
Twenty-one.
That's really good. You both succeed. Let's see. You're both.
I still might go
like,
down.
So you, yeah. Well, it's about. Well, we'll see what's going to happen. So you're going to take 52 points of fire damage. So you guys will both take what?
26 fire damage.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the important question I have. Does Gwarp or Drake
Gwarp takes no damage.
Does Drake fall to 10 HP or less?
No.
All right. So this vacuum of... Okay, that's fine. As long as you're not 10 HP or less. Basically, the air boils around you and there's this vacuum that pulls through and then there's an explosion in the air. You survived. Good on you.
Barrel rolls.
That brings us... barrel rolls are fucking crazy. Brings us around to... Hold on, I just killed a person. Osiris.
How far is Abia from us? She's 30 feet, right?
60. Because you're 60 from... You were 60 from the Grand Magus. She was 10 feet to his left.
Mm.
Now the Grand Magus is against the wall. Back against the wall, literally.
Okay. Well...
You still have... that's right. You're fucking... You have bonus action dash, homie.
No, I don't need that. I need it for to actually be able to apply some good damage. I don't really have that. Okay, well, then what I'll do... I'm just going to stay right where I'm at. And I will...
Jimmy charges left on your critter bag?
Well, I still have the critter, but I can only have one, and I can't use it until the next dawn. Yeah. Throw all my animals.
Empty my bag of monkeys.
I have a zoo. All right. Actions. Here we go. So I'm just going to take aim at Avia and shoot a shot with the short bow.
Yeah. Shoot your shot.
That's a 21 to hit.
It hits.
And it is 8 points of damage.
Yeah. You shoot this... arrow and it strikes true and she takes some damage.
Did you move the wolf over there so that you got your sneak attack?
He doesn't have enough. He'd still be back, but I am going to move him now. I didn't know that. Can the wolf dash?
Yeah, he can take his action to dash.
But it takes it after his turn.
That's the problem.
The way the item reads is his turn starts after. But you could dash over there and get in her face.
Well, I'll have him... I'll have him just dash. I'll take his movement speed 50, so he's still 10 feet away.
Okay, fair enough. At the end of your turn, Grand Max is going to take another shot at Drake, seeing as how Drake is starting to show signs of wear. And we're going to shoot an arcane needle at you, buddy. It misses.
Correct. Hooray for me.
Yeah, hooray for you. That brings us over to Abia. And boy howdy, am I like just a dumb boy?
The amount of barrel rolls.
Abia looks up, seeing Drake and Gorb spinning around. She casts heat metal on your gun.
Yeah, that sucks. I drop it.
Forgot about that. Oh. And we watch it tumble to the ground.
I have my special magic item that you let me have is a mount for it for Gwarp, so it stays in the mount.
Well, then
it doesn't burn Gwarp, it's in a mount. It's not touching his flesh.
Starts to burn that mount. Just kidding. Fuck me. All right. It's fine. Can't use it.
I tied a Wii remote strap to it.
Oh, that's smart. Saddle catches fire.
No!
Thanks, Zebra. Not again!
Okay, I have one leg to burn.
That is, now we're at Darlene's turn.
Mm.
Who's laying down on the ground, pretending to be dead.
Sorry, I was trying to pick between spells. How high up in the air is Warp in,
40 feet.
40 feet? No, you're too high.
40.
Yeah, okay.
If only you had a Pegasus.
We're also blasting Freebird, just so everybody's tracking. it's actually just a tape. It's Freebird and then Fortunate Son, and just on repeat.
I was thinking it could be Thunderstruck.
Okay, we'll mix in a little bit of Thunderstruck.
Yeah.
Every 10th time,
Freebird.
I'm just saying, like, every time you come down with a fucking breath weapon.
Yeah.
That'd be a good one for Thunderstruck.
It's like a DJ's mixing, so it's like, and I'm free. And no, it's just the Freebirds. Thunderstruck! We can't get sued for that. For me doing bad mouth guitar.
You're right.
Nope.
Not for under 30 seconds. If Leonard Skinner sued us, that would actually hurt me. The Skinner estate.
The estate. Listen, we've all had a lot of shit go, cool. But this podcast here.
So, Darling will get up. And as she gets up, dust herself off and point her finger towards the Grand Magus as the ticking starts once more again in his brain. Like, sigh, and then try casting a spell. Called Suggestion onto the Grand Magus. How far is he? Actually, because that does depend. She might have to move.
90 feet?
90 feet now? Okay. No,
well, you were 60 feet from him originally, and then you drove him 30 feet to the wall.
Okay, so further away.
So you can move forward.
I can't move forward.
Oh, well,
you
guys can't. Yeah, enough. Yeah, my bust.
Okay,
30 feet.
So different spell. He will still get the little ticking.
Sure.
And is the Grand Magus and Avia within the same grouping?
30 feet away, because you moved him 30 feet. She hasn't moved since.
Well,
so she's.
So there's a 30
feet. Yeah, she'd be 30. Yeah.
Distance between them.
The 35 feet, technically, right? Because it's an angle. She was 10 feet to his left.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was much further than I thought it was. That's okay.
Yeah, you stayed away. Mm-hmm. And then you made him run like a bitch.
Yeah, but I got
Dwayne
back up
the DM is trying to prompt you.
I'm just saying, like,
they're both
spellcasters.
Like, most of them are within a 60 to 120 foot range, depending
this
on.
This is a
spell.
Wizard's duel.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they haven't had to move, really.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I kept his domain with 100 feet diameter.
Yeah. I mean, great for spellcasters.
Great for the Grand Magus.
Welcome to the spell dome.
Pretty much.
Yeah, otherwise I'll be using the full range of my rifle to shoot at him from very high up.
Actually, I'm just gonna do what I can do from this distance and move 15 feet closer.
Mm-hmm.
And shoot at him with an Eldritch Blast. Please and thank you.
Yeah, no. Avi is gonna cast Counterspell.
Cool.
He needs it.
Yeah. Does
I'm
it go for
aware.
Just the once, or does it for each beam, or just the one?
It's the whole spell. So.
A spell, yeah.
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 No, it's not
sure.
Just one beam.
And you
otherwise,
be up to three, right?
Yeah, she gets three beams at this point.
Yeah.
But if
yeah.
It's just one
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not great.
Yeah, no problem. And she will remain as is.
She lays back down.
No, I have a reaction now.
Respect.
That's true. At the end of your turn, we're going to take another pot shot at Drake with Arcane Needle. Yeah, that one's going to hit 25.
That'll do it.
Now we're going to see if we can get some extra damage in here. Before I roll damage, would you like to counterspell it?
The pop shot?
Because once I roll damage, it's solid. Yeah, the Arcane Needle, the cantrip.
No.
Okay, just making sure. Now I'm rolling damage.
He's got bigger spells in his list.
I'm not. You take 21 force damage. I know he's got bigger spells. I just did not want to say whatever the damage was going to be, and you'd be like, actually, counterspell.
If you'd done two more damage, it would have been a very worthwhile counterspell.
Yeah. Well, it was a good roll, for sure. Well, that brings us around to Drake and Gorp.
I'm gonna roll to see if my breath weapon recharges.
Smart.
It does on a one.
Hooray for us!
Hooray for us! I love it. Hooray for us! Just take us. Just lean back, Dwayne. We'll take it from here.
I've been ready to do other stuff. I swear to God, I've been ready to do other stuff. I was going to get off of Gorp. I was going to lay down prone and pop shots at Avia while he used his Thunderdome cage and be like, you're locked in here with me, Grand Magus. But the breath weapon's too good not to use.
I agree.
So I'm going to. I guess what I'll do is, and this is kind of crazy, but. I think I'm going to bonus action Ensnaring Strike, and I'm going to pop two shots at the Grand Magus. No, I can't touch my gun.
Nope. Yeah, you can't use your gun. Yeah, if you touch your gun, you'll die.
Oh, it would kill me instantly.
It would kill you instantly. That's true.
I got this, bro.
You take your, what, 2d6 or whatever?
Yeah.
Spit on him.
No, I'm gonna do the next best thing, which is cast Cure Wounds on myself at 4th level. Twenty-five points a hit. no potions. Bonus action. Yes, I'm gonna bonus action Hunter's Mark on Avia.
All right.
And then. Gorp's gonna fly over and fully focus center diameter on the Grand Magus. Rip and roar.
And as you come down, he's going to
come out of combat and say, wait.
No, because he used yeah. Alright, break combat. No, he used his reaction last time, so he's got that again.
I have my reaction back.
Oh, I know, but so does the Grand Magus, because he used it on the last breath weapon. I was like, go fucking see it. All right. So he's going to cast a spell with his reaction, and I'm saying that on purpose, as he's going to cast a spell that's essentially going to activate the room and cause a big AoE attack.
Could I counter spell?
You absolutely can. That's why I'm trying to broadcast it so hard. It is obviously going to be a powerful spell. Yep. It's just a powerful spell. Negate. Let's see. Hold on.
I'll call it a fifth level.
No. Looking at. Trying to find his fucking spell sheet. Close that one. We don't need that one anymore. Here we go. It is a sixth level spell, so you've got to roll a 16, I think. DC equals 6 plus. Yeah.
An Arcana?
Let's see. If a casting spell is fourth level higher, make an ability check using your spell casting ability. So it's basically like you're making a spell attack.
Arcana minus your proficiency.
Yeah. Well, it's spell attack.
Or spell attack, you're right.
So is it my spell attack? No,
didn't you add your proficiency to spell attack?
It's spell attack, because it says your spell casting ability. So...
your spell casting ability modifier doesn't include your proficiency bonus, but a spell attack does.
Oh, that's fair. You're right. So it's just, it'll be a d20 plus your spell casting ability modifier.
D20 plus 5.
Yes.
There you go.
17.
So Grand Magus places his hand. Let me paint the picture. Because he's going to die.
He's so bummed.
The Grand... I know how much HP he has left. The Grand Magus places his hand on the ground, seeing the attack coming, and you watch all of those rings that were below you start to light up. And there's, like, this static electricity. Like, you can feel the lightning, you can feel the air start to vibrate as... Darling shuts that shit down. And the Grand Magus.
With her time magic, it should look like it starts going in reverse.
Oh it starts reverse you back. Start,
you turn your fan like a clock going backwards.
And so as you do this for the first time, you see a look of panic.
on the Grand Magus's face as Gorp lays down another breath weapon.
Time is in my domain.
And there's essentially nothing left of him.
Does Avia poof?
Avia's gone. You guys did it.
Yes!
We're going to swoop down and we're going to snatch these two up onto Gorp and we're flying victory laps.
Oh my god. Is the gems there? Like, what is happening here? Is it just quiet? What?
It's just quiet. That energy that he absorbed dissipated. And so what you know of the dragons is there are gems somewhere else throughout the corridors that will light up.
Gorp ate the blue gem. Does he suddenly sprout like water wings? And I don't mean little flotation devices.
Fuck yeah, he does. Yeah, because that one already had a small spark. Fuck yeah, he does. The other ones dissipate into the wild. You guys did it. You guys saved the Sapphire Seas. You saved countless other doors. You condemned doors that were already lost.
Oof.
But you did it. You defeated your Grand Magus.
Hmm. We're flying around. Okay.
Let's check that episode timer. And that's where we're going to end this episode.
I don't know that I feel good about it, though. I'm like, yeah, we did it. And then I'm like, oh, we did it. We had to do it.
So I feel like there's one more thing that's eating at me, but we'll deal with the next episode.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm.
But first, before we do that, we got to roll for humanity. Mm-hmm. We're supporting Wounded Warriors this month. We really hope that you'll join us. Become a hero after you're done. You make a lot of great memories at the table. You have insane fights like this one. And afterwards, it just makes you feel real good to do something heroic in real life. So we hope that you will join us. And we have rolled an 11. $11 coming across to the Wounded Warriors.
Hooray! Hooray for them!
Hooray for them! Wisdom quotes. Who's good?
Sometimes you just gotta lay down.
Actually, with what we've just experienced, as we always say,
we love you.
We love you. Here's some fucking wisdom. Don't fuck with the Derringer.